The group Independent Maps hired a moving truck and workers to bring the 65,000 pages of petitions to the Illinois State Board of Elections. The papers were delivered in a metal box as long as a telephone pole and weighing nearly a ton.
Ready to go down?
Yeah.
I'm ready to go up. Come up.
The state redraws legislative districts every 10 years based on updated population numbers, and it's always a political process. The political party in power, whether Republican or Democratic, can make sure the lines protect its incumbents. That's why Independent Maps chairman Dennis Fitzsimon says it's time to move the responsibility to an 11-member panel. Voters could apply to be on the commission and would be selected by a specially appointed panel, giving lawmakers a limited say. All applicants' names would be public.
It'll be a transparent system as opposed to being done behind closed doors, again, by politicians, for politicians.
Fitzsimons has been able to tout a prominent ally in his campaign, President Barack Obama, who talked about redistricting in February when he returned to Springfield to give a historic speech.
In America, politicians should not pick their voters. Voters should pick their politicians.
But Obama went on to say,
and this needs to be done across the nation, not just in a select few states.
Obama seemed to have been talking about redistricting on the congressional level, which the Citizens Initiative doesn't affect. Still, Illinois Democrats, who control both chambers of the General Assembly, say it's like unilateral disarmament if Republican-controlled legislatures don't likewise make changes. Another criticism. Minority lawmakers say the proposed constitutional amendment would weaken minority voting rights. Senate President John Cullerton says he has the same concerns.
It has coded language that results in fewer African-American legislators and therefore fewer Democrats, and it should not be allowed to pass.
The Independent Maps group says its plan is designed to protect minority voters. Supporters submitted more than 570,000 signatures to the State Board of Elections, nearly double the required number. But those signatures have to pass strict standards, a problem that got a similar proposal knocked off the ballot 2 years ago. Even if it gets past that hurdle, it could face another one in court. That was also a problem back in 2014. A court found part of the proposal unconstitutional. Another court challenge is possible, even likely. But Independent Maps advocates say they've revised the wording so that it won't be a problem this time around. I'm Sarah Mueller.